We're going to talk now and go to our comment line, because in the line we've got Ger Egan, who owns Egan's Garage in Carrisavine, does car repairs. Ger, good morning to you. Thanks for talking to me on the programme this morning.
Morning, Jerry.
Can you tell me, look, just on this wider sense of the cost of doing business, what has it been like for you and your own situation, and how that you feel it fed into the protests?
Sure, the cost of everything has gone mad, Jerry. Sure, the average car to get it through the NCT now is costing €1,000 and upwards, like, and before you were getting them through for a quarter of that. And a lot of it boils down to the price of transport. Like, if transport is expensive, everything's going to be expensive across the board. I'm no economist, and I could see that. Like, sure, every move you make is costing money. And we're so far away from everywhere here, like, it's crippling everything.
And that's feeding into everything, and that's, you're seeing that in your business, what you're being charged by your suppliers and what you're having to charge people.
You have to pass it on. I can't carry it, you see, and the suppliers have to charge me. So, I mean, all my stuff comes from Tralee and gone from Killarney, and to run a van up and down there every day, like, is costing money and costing more every day than with the price of fuel. Such is very uncertain as to what. It's very hard to give a price for a repair now, because you don't know what the parts are going to cost until they arrive. What you gave today for it could be gone up tomorrow from that. It normally is gone up every day. The prices are rising every day. Like.
And how long has this been going on for, to your mind, Ger? When have you really noticed this starting to hit?
The electricity is mental, and the travel since 24, really. Like, you know, I had electricity bills that were gone for €900 for 2 months in 24. They leveled off some bit, but it's climbing over the last 3 or 4 years. But it's gone to a point now where people can't afford it, like, you see, and you have jobs on the line with tourism and everything. We're big dependent on tourism here, and again, the diesel is going to affect that, because they're not going to be doing the bus trips, and, like, you have all the Skellig boat operators there, like, the amount of people they bring to the locality to go to Skellig's Rock is huge, and they're all complaining about the price that they're charging, but sure, the price of diesel is going to cripple them. Like, those boats are burning huge quantities of diesel every day to go in and to go out there. And I can't see how they're going to make out this year with the price of diesel. And therefore, it'll roll on to us, because I do roadside breakdowns. They're like punctures and bits and pieces like that. And it's all boiled down to footfall and travel. And you won't have them at the price of fuel. Like, you know, sure. Even I see there last year, we had very few hire cars compared to before. They were all getting on minibuses in Killarney. And you see, they were able to split the cost of it. It was more cost effective for the tourists coming in to...
Yeah.
14 of them travel rather than a couple of two, like, you know.
Behaviour has changed because of the price of it, and you see that coming this year.
And I can't see it getting any, like, it's obviously it's going to get worse with the uncertainty of the fuel and everything, like.
So, Ger, do you understand then why the protest took place? With that level of frustration.
Yes, without a doubt, with that level of frustration. And you see, the most frustrating part of it is, like, that the headmen in the government are out of touch completely with what's going on, like. You know, they're all giving out about the protests in there, and, like, you were on to Pad Daly this morning there about Sinn Féin being that was the only way to do. But that's the only way it's gone, because Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, sure, they're not listening at all. They don't know either, because
750 million isn't enough. Is that not something? Does that not count for anything?
Well,
of a package?
It isn't, because sure, the stuff is still costing too much. They should have put a cap on the tax. Not cap on the litre. You can't cap the litre, like, everybody knows that. The litre is governed by the world oil trade. There's no problem there. But I can't understand why they couldn't have put a cap on the carbon tax until September of 50 cents per litre.
Yeah. Would have helped.
You know, sure, of course it would. Like, sure, you're tracking the price, like, all, like, the same as a tracker market. You're tracking the price of the fuel all the time if we're going to put a percentage rate tax on it. Why not say, right, we'll review this in the 1st of October, or whenever the budget is on there in the fall of the year, we'll review this now. Until then, we're going to put a cap of 50 cents a litre of carbon tax on the diesel, all fuels.
The
heating oil people got no break.
Yeah.
So, I know, from what I can see from the government, like, they're great for Europe, but they're not so great for Ireland.
Do you think that Michael and Danny Healy made the right decision?
I do, sure. It was the only decision they could have made, really, because, like, they'll always tell you up straight. I've been at a lot of town hall meetings and community meetings with them, and he'll always say that I'm here to represent you, and what you want is what I have to do.
Okay.
And he did what everybody wanted. He wasn't back in the government He wasn't backing Micheál Martin more so than the government. And if they don't do something with Micheál Martin, we're going to be in trouble. Like, I don't think that bringing down the government is the answer, but Micheál Martin needs to go.
Okay.
Michael Cahill spoke about it there, and Michael Ealy Ray himself spoke about it, like that if the government goes, we're going to be in limbo until October.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Gerard, listen, thanks for giving us your view as a small business owner. That's Gerard Egan there in Carrigskeen. If